When should someone serving time for terror-related offenses get out of prison? That's a question British lawmakers are debating, because a lot of these prisoners are released after they serve just half of their sentences. London has seen two terrorist attacks since last November. In both cases, the perpetrators had been released from prison early. From London, The World's Orla Barry reports on new emergency legislation to end the policy of early release.
It was the middle of Sunday afternoon, February 2nd, when Sudesh Aman attacked passers-by with a knife.
A man has been shot dead by armed police on a busy high street in South London. Scotland Yard have declared the incident in Streatham this afternoon terrorist-related.
There were similarities to another incident in London less than 3 months ago. In both cases, the suspects were men acting alone. They wore fake suicide vests and they attacked strangers on the street. Both men had also served prison time for terrorism-related offences, and both were let out of jail under the automatic early release policy. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, lives 5 minutes from the scene of the most recent attack.
What makes me angry is, in my view, both these attacks were both foreseeable and preventable.
Khan is one of many politicians now raising questions about why terrorism suspects are being let out of jail halfway through their sentences. The policy was put in place 15 years ago to deal with overcrowding. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is promising to do away with the practice.
We do think it's time to take action to ensure that people convicted of terrorist act offences in the current stream do not qualify automatically for early release.
New legislation is one way to keep convicted terrorists in prison for longer. But here's one problem. British jails can be a breeding ground for radicalisation, says Ian Atchison. He's a former prison administrator.
You've got overcrowding, you've got indecent conditions, so there's a lot of frustration, and you've got a ready supply of highly credulous, violent young men coming into custody serving long sentences for non-terrorist related crimes who are in search of excitement and meaning.
Atchison is now an advisor on counter-terrorism. He says radicalised prisoners should be isolated from the rest of the prison population, and he doubts whether the current intervention programmes are working.
We've got to be extremely sceptical if these people are capable of change, and terrorist offenders are laughing at the crudity and the ineffectiveness of what we call our de-radicalisation programmes.
But others say this sort of criticism is unfair. Rashad Ali is a counter-terrorism practitioner. He's worked on de-radicalisation initiatives with former prisoners.
There are many instances which we know individuals who have been released for many, many years now that were involved in very serious plots, who have a different way of thinking, a way of feeling, a way of belonging and connecting to other people. So I think there are many instances which we can demonstrate that this does actually work.
Right now, more than 220 people are serving time for terrorism-related offences in British jails, and at least 50 of them are up for early release. One recent study found that just over 3% of those released in recent years went on to be convicted of another terrorism-related crime. Law Professor Stuart MacDonald of Swansea University says this new emergency bill may be problematic.
I think it's highly likely to be subject to challenge on human rights ground in terms of the European Convention on Human Rights, Article 7, and changing a person's sentence whilst they are in the process of serving that sentence, I think, could be subject to challenge under that article.
Others say the issue is not just about sentencing laws. It's about preventing people like Sudesh Aman and the London Bridge attacker Usman Khan, both born in Britain, from becoming radicalised in the first place. Former prison official Ian Atchison says the real solution comes long before someone gets arrested.
Why are born and bred British citizens murdering other citizens on our streets? We've got to see if there is a way that we can change our approach across communities to drive out that sort of hateful ideology and to defeat it.
Atchison says a lot of that will fall on the shoulders of Muslim community leaders. Rashad Ali agrees that religious leaders need to play a role, but there's a deeper problem.
We're talking about people that are disenfranchised from the mainstream Islamic community and wider society. These are people who don't have necessarily that much confidence in these people. They have a political worldview which separates them from institutions, from wider society, that says, actually, all these people are against us. And that's something that is obviously going to be a challenge for anybody seeking to reach out to these people.
The next prisoner up for early release was convicted in 2018 for expressing support of ISIS. He's due to be let out on February 28th. The government plans to put the new law in place the day before. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.